Hello, this is Carla Cross, and today I want to talk to you about what new agents have told me they want in their first 60 days in the business. Now, why is this important? Because if you're a new agent and you're listening to me, you would want to be managed in a way to get what you want in your first 60 days. And if you're a manager or thinking of going into management, you'll want to provide a program to get that agent to his goals in the first 60 days. Now, why is that important? Well, truly, what an agent thinks about the real estate business is going to be settled in anything from a week to about a month. Why? Because when they first come into the business, and if you're a new agent and you're listening to me, you know what I mean, you're all excited. You're enthusiastic. You're excited. You are willing to dive right in. You don't really know what dive right in means, but you're willing to do it. And after about a month without a sale, as you see others around you getting sales, getting listings, their listings sold, your self-esteem, your confidence, and your enthusiasm starts to dip dramatically. And by the time 2 months has come around, you're pretty much emotionally out of the business. Let me share some of the statistics that agents told me. Now, these are agents under 3 months in the business. And I did a survey of over 150 of them. And this is what I found. I found 65% expected incomes that are about 50% higher than the average real estate agents of all years in the business in their first year. Now, what's stunning about that is I don't think that the new agents know what it takes to do a 50% higher than an average agent's income their first year. So what does it take? It takes starting that new agent in a business startup plan the first week they're in the business. Here's another stunning statistic. 62% of the new agents expected to get a check in their first 60 days in the business. In other words, those agents say, hey, I don't want to wait a long time to sell a house. I want to sell one my first month so I get a check by the end of month two. So managers or new agents, what does this mean? This means you have to hit the ground running. What it means is you have to start lead generation in the first week in the business. In other words, start talking to people and asking them to work with you. If you wait to start until month two, guess what? That pushes your income way out to 5 or 6 months. So, new agents, what do you need? You don't need to sit around and wait for training to start. You need to start in a good startup plan. Now, managers, that means you have to have a good startup plan to implement with your agent and engage with your agent by the end of week one. If you don't, number one, they're going to fail. Their self-esteem is going to go down and their self-confidence. And number three, you won't be able to use any of those numbers from recruiting because your agents won't have any and you'll be creating a revolving door. So the last statistics I want to share with you are some statistics that said that most of these newer agents, again, these were under 3 months in the business, didn't know what their manager's expectations of them. 71% did not know the minimum expectations. In other words, they didn't know when or if they ever had to go to work to keep their seat in the office. Well, that's terrible. What job have you or I ever been hired to do where we didn't know what we were expected to do to keep that job? So, agents, if you do not know the minimum expectations from your manager, you need to go to that manager right now and say, what are the minimum number of transactions I have to turn in to you in a certain time period to stay with this fine organization? Now, if the manager says, well, there are none, guess what? If I were your agent, I'd run the other way. Why? Because you're not with a quality organization. Quality organizations of any type have expectations, don't they? You and I know that if you've ever taken golf lessons or been on a team or, like me, been a pianist and flutist. I could not get into any of those quality, high-performing organizations without knowing what the standards were. In other words, I can play badly and keep a seat in that junior symphony. So those are the statistics I wanted to share with you today. So new agents, if you want to be successful in real estate, I want you to grab a great startup plan, and I want you to start into that plan in week one. Managers, if you want your agents to stay with you, to love you, and to respect you, you need, number one, to have standards of performance, and number two, to get them into that startup plan in week one. What does that mean to everybody? Success at the highest level. New agents, if you're working hard, you deserve it. Managers, if you're working hard for your new agents, you deserve it too. So let's get cracking on that new agent startup plan today.